Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gino Toretta is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, usually joins us on Thursdays, was unable to yesterday. Joining us today, he's the ambassador for Evening's Delight, South Florida's source for all your outdoor kitchen, grilling, and tailgate needs. They got a full line of grills, smokers, and more. Evening's Delight, two locations, Pinecrest and Davie. Gino, let's talk national championship game before we talk anything else, because we haven't talked to you. It's Ohio State and Notre Dame. By the way, for us Hurricanes, this is one of those classic, there are no winners games, because we hate Notre Dame and Ohio State equally. Who do you see winning the game though, Gino?
I think Ohio State rolls and rolls big. I think, Solana, he gave me grief. He said he forgot where he heard it, that I said Drew Aller's a good quarterback who had the worst game of his career against Notre Dame in the Orange Bowl. So I thank him for not mentioning my name, but I will fess up. When he had the worst game I've seen him play, all he needed to do was play average, and Penn State is in the national championship game. And I would say because of that, Ohio State's talent is even better than Penn State's, and they're not going to give it up. They're going to roll in the game.
But Gino, and we were talking to Danny Cannell yesterday, and he was saying, you know, betting wise, like take the under. Is that going to be a lot of points scored in this game? I know Ohio State has crazy weapons, you know, and Notre Dame can. I don't think their offense is that damn great, but like, do you think it'll be a lot of points scored, or this be one of them old school games I love with the 17-13?
Well, Notre Dame's offense is averaging 340 yards a game in the playoffs, which is awful. I mean, that's outside probably the top 100 during the regular season. So rather pedestrian, and they've won off the defense, creating turnovers, blitzing, blitz zones, and a special teams touchdown a couple weeks ago. So I would say on the Notre Dame side, yeah, probably the under. Ohio State has all those talented players on offense. Is Notre Dame going to be able to shut them down? I think if you look at Texas, they shut down the best wide receiver in the country in Jeremiah Smith, and they still couldn't win. I mean, Tate had 7 catches, and Egbuka, the other guy on the other side, he had 5. So, you know, Ohio State's frontline offense, every one of their skill guys is going to start in the NFL. Every one. And you can't say that on the other side of the ball. And I think that the secondary for Notre Dame is young. My guess is Golden would try to blitz zone some, because if he blitzes as much as he likes to do and play man coverage, I don't care. I don't see any players on the secondary Notre Dame being able to stop one-on-one any one of those three guys on the outside.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready?
Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.